schools reopened for the first term today, political and religious leaders in Rwanda District have urged parents to prioritize their children's education, championing it as the ultimate equalizer between the poor and the rich. The call was made yesterday at Immaculate Heart of Mary Cheese Rwanda Catholic Parish in Rwanda Town Council, where Rwanda County West Member of Parliament-elect Bruce Baraba Kabasa was handing over a donation of 110 color-coated iron sheets for the roofing of parish offices and a multi-purpose building. Kabasa urged learners to pursue academic excellence alongside discipline and nationalism, emphasizing that becoming a well-rounded individual with both knowledge and life skills is the best way to thrive in today's competitive world.
I believe in education, and I know education in the world is the only equalizer for the poor and the rich. The educated, whether background is good or bad, have a future. And those who have not gone to school, by your standards, have a bright future. For a bright future of our people, I want to encourage the learners, pay attention to what they have gone to do in school. Because in school, we go to study, but there is growth and character formation. Let the children of Uganda focus on the line of growth, focus on the line of character formation, focus on the line of nationalism, focus on appreciating the developments within their country alongside academic studies. Because it is a complete and comprehensive child that will survive in the competitive Uganda.
The parish priest of Immaculate Heart of Mary Rwanda Cheese Parish, Reverend Father Aurelius Maguru, urged parents to prioritize education, warning that the societal gaps created by a lack of schooling can only be bridged through learning and skills development.
Education is the engine of development, whereby when we get engaged in education and educate our children, then we shall in the near future change the environment, the community, through education. So I would implore the parents to take it as a priority to educate their children, because when you educate a child, then you are transforming the future but also the present of the community. So I would encourage the parents to send their children to school, to the different schools, to have this education so that they can change their communities.
The Rwanda District Speaker Mary Waguma urged parents to ensure their children report to school promptly to avoid missing lessons or falling behind academically.
And I want to ask the parents to make sure that they pay school fees in time, they give all the necessary things for the learners, books, clothes, and pocket money, of course, because children need some incentive when they reach a school. I want to ask parents to make sure that they take their children to the school and they report to administration for more guidance. I want to advise the children and the students to make sure that when they reach at school, they make sure that they do what they are supposed to do at school, they study hard, they read hard.
Meanwhile, transport fares from Kabale Town to surrounding areas remained relatively low yesterday due to a light turnout of passengers ahead of today's new academic term. While the transport sector typically sees a surge in demand as schools start, this expected seasonal spike has yet to materialize. The chairperson of taxi drivers in Kabale, Saturday Biamsha, told our reporter yesterday that prices have remained stable this year because some schools opened earlier than the Ministry of Education and Sports official date. Biamsha confirmed that fares from Kabale remain stable, with travel to Muhanga costing 5,000 shillings, Rubare 7,000 shillings, Tungamo between 8,000 and 10,000 shillings, and Mbarara ranging from 13,000 to 15,000 shillings.
So the students are few, the transport is not increased. But by time when it goes a bit later, it may increase depending on the number of the transport.